I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, and I welcome you to another episode of Theosis, our daily journey through the spirituality of the Scriptures and of the Church Fathers. And each and every day we open ourselves more and more to the call of the Trinity, the Trinity that has made us, that has saved us, and that indeed invites us into union with it, union in the love of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Today is Friday after Pentecost, and we will begin our meditation with the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 13 to 15. But we ought to give thanks to God for you always, brothers, loved by the Lord, because God chose you as the first fruits for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in truth. To this end he has also called you through our gospel to possess the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brothers, stand firm and hold fast to the traditions that you were taught. St. Ambrose writes, Who is the Lord who makes us grow abundantly before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ? Paul has named the Father and the Son. Whom has he joined with the Father and the Son except the Spirit? The Spirit is the Lord who establishes our hearts in holiness, for holiness is a gift of the Spirit. As St. Paul tells us, the Father has chosen us for holiness through the Spirit, so that we might one day possess the glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We do this by remaining in the truths that have been revealed to us. But remaining in the power of the Spirit, who is the source of holiness, is the way that we remain in that truth, so that we remain in the traditions that have been passed on from the establishment of the Church. The end of the Easter season does not mean the end of our journey of theosis. Indeed, each day continues to be another step along the path towards union with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And we will conclude with our prayer to the Holy Trinity. We have seen the true light. We have received the heavenly Spirit. We have found the true faith. And we worship the undivided Trinity, for the Trinity has saved us.